Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal?
While working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning and welcome to the Senior Zone here on WYCB 1340 AM. I am your host, Sean Perry, and since 2012, the Senior Zone, we've been connecting older adults 50 and over with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice with the hope of improving the quality of life for older adults everywhere while also creating new conversations around how we age. Why? Simply because we care. Folks, the call number for today's show, it's 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. Well, coming up in just a very few short minutes, we're going to hear from the publisher and editor of the Beacon newspaper, Mr. Stu Rosenthal. We're going to talk about the current July issue, and he has several interesting stories once again contained in that publication. So I'm excited to speak with Stu once again. And today's second segment is the oldest and largest national organization supporting the more than 5,000 community-based programs across the country that are dedicated to addressing senior isolation and hunger. Who is this organization, you ask? It is Meals on Wheels America. With us will be their president and CEO, Ms. Ellie Hollander. I'm excited to talk with her. And lastly, we'll close out the show as we always do with birthday shout outs as well as news and announcements. But please allow me to thank those that keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. I'm talking about our sponsors. And first up is Right at Home. Right at Home, they are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call. Right at Home, they can be reached at 301-255-0066. That's 301-255-0066. Next up, AARP, Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So whether it's wills, power of attorneys, advanced directives, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE, they are there for you and at no cost. If you need legal assistance, give them a call at 202-434-2120. That's 202-434-2120. Stewart Funeral Home. For nearly 120 years, Stewart Funeral Home, they provided professional, compassionate funeral and cremation services, grief resources, and pre-arrangement needs planning. Funerals, they are that one life event that we know will occur, yet are reluctant to plan for. Pre-arranging your funeral, it's a real gift for the people you love, and the process, it couldn't be simpler. To speak to a pre-planning professional to help guide you through the process, call Stewart Funeral Home at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Last but certainly not least, we have DC Office on Aging. Under the leadership of Executive Director Ms. Laura Newland, along with their wonderful staff of folks, they develop and carry out a comprehensive and coordinated system of health, education, employment, and social services for the district's older adults, persons living with disabilities, and their caregivers, which promote longevity, independence, dignity, and choice for our DC senior citizens. The DC Office on Aging, they can be reached at 202-724-5622, 202-724-5622. Folks, we'll be right back after this very short break. Please don't change that dial.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Many of us realize we have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Have you given thought to the pre-planning of your life's final celebration? consider giving Stewart Funeral Home of Washington, D.C. the privilege of guiding you along the path leading to a meaningful, respectful, caring, and affordable service, because your life should be remembered. Stewart Funeral Home can guide you through the latest funeral and cremation options while providing old-fashioned experience with the level of detail that comes from a hometown provider. Isn't your life's final celebration worth pre-planning? Let Stewart Funeral Home be your guide. Call them today at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Stewart Funeral Home, located in Washington, D.C. at 4001 Benning Road Northeast. Call them now at 202-399-3600.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone. I'm your host, Sean Perry, and with me today, it's the beginning of the month, first Monday of the month. That means it is the Beacon newspaper and my dear friend, Mr. Stu Rosenthal. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning, Sean.
How are you doing, sir?
Very well, thanks. How about you?
I am doing well this first Monday of July.
Day before 4th of July.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Stu Rosenthal, he is the publisher and editor of the Beacon newspaper. Stu, I believe you have over, 400,000 publications throughout the metro area spread out?
That's correct, yes.
Cool, cool. So there's a question I've been meaning to ask you for a while now. How do you come up with the topics for each month, for each edition?
Oh, well, that's a very interesting question. First of all, we're open to suggestions from many of our readers, of course, and from so many organizations in the area that submit story ideas to us. But also, we subscribe to a tremendous number of syndicated services around the country, all the Associated Press stories, all of the Tribune Media stories, stories from Johns Hopkins University and Harvard Medical Men's Health, and all kinds of organizations. And we, Kaiser, their foundation, and we search every month through literally hundreds and hundreds of stories to find the top 30 or 40 that we think should make it into the Beacon this month.
Okay. So it's not when we see something in the Beacon, they've had to filter their way through the top.
That's right. Indeed.
Well, good. I was just always curious about that. How do you, just collect that information and then comprise it into, one publication each and every month? Well, for those that just may not have heard of, and I ask you this question every month, for those that have just not heard or familiar with the Beacon newspaper, tell them more about, what is the Beacon newspaper?
Okay. We're a free monthly publication available at more than 1,500 free distribution sites throughout the metropolitan area that focuses on the interests and needs of people over 50. We're talking pre-retirees, retirees, their families. We have areas of focus. We call ourselves newspaper because we're on newsprint, but it's not so much news as it is important feature stories. So we have a health and fitness section it's our largest section, has many, many stories about ways of staying healthy and understanding the conditions that happen as we age and what you can do about it, how to stay well. Yeah. We have a financial section that deals with both legal issues, what's happening in the law that might affect older adults, and also, preserving your money for your retirement and investing and all kinds of good suggestions and advice for that.
Yeah.
We have a travel section, an art section. We have a quarterly housing and home care options section for that topic, which is, of course, of great importance to older adults. And we just try to cover the groundwork of all the things that are important to people.
Yeah. You don't pay me to say these things, Stu, but I say them, anyway, and I've said them before. I mean, you provide just a wealth of information for those that have an interest, in the senior community. And without, the information that you provide to us each and every month, I don't know if the Senior Zone would be you know, in existence in part, you know.
Thank you.
I thank you for all that you do and all the wonderful information that you provide to our older adults and their caregivers each and every month. So let's talk about, I don't have the copy with me this month. I couldn't get one. I was traveling out of town, just got back in last evening. So I don't have the article in front of me, but I understand that your main cover, the article on the front page there, you're talking about, I have a focus on startup businesses providing new products and services for older adults. Can you share more about that?
Sure. There was an event actually in D.C. last month where companies from all over the country and all over the world came together to what they call do a pitch. So they have a group of judges, business people and others in the field of aging, and they pitched their new products and ideas to this group to get awards. And the ones who win on the local level like this get to go to a national pitch. And then the ones who win the national award get a lot of free publicity and investors and money and to help them support and grow their products. Mm-hmm. So some very interesting things out there on the horizon. One is called New Eyes. And you remember Google Glass came out like a year or so ago, and it fizzled very quickly, where there were things happening on your glasses that you could do internet research through the lenses on your glasses and talk to it, and it would respond and all those kinds of weird things. Well, they've taken that kind of technology, which actually was originally developed, much of it for the military, and they've made it into glasses, smart glasses, they call them, for people with low vision. Wow. And what they'll do is their cameras, very tiny cameras, that take every picture of what the person is actually looking at and enlarge it and clarify it and brighten it so that people with low vision can see much more clearly what they're looking at. And it also has a speaker involved so that it can actually read the text of something you're trying to read to you through an earpiece that attaches to the glasses. There's some amazing things that it can do, and there are people who are actually buying them and using them and wearing them now and finding that it's changed their lives.
Wow. Technology, huh?
Yeah. Cool.
Yes. Anything else?
There are other things which I'll let people read about, because we have so many stories to talk about today. I don't want to spend too much time on the startups, but there's some interesting other products out there to look at.
Okay, well, let's talk about health. You mentioned you have several sections in each issue. Health is always important. Without it, you know, nothing else, you know, matters. What are we talking about in your health section?
Well, one of the stories that probably affects the most people who are listening today is low back pain, because apparently it's one of the top five issues for which people go and see their doctor. It's a very common issue. And the question is, what can you do about it? And there was a study done, a very comprehensive study, and it discovers that, first of all, the vast majority, like 97% of all low back pain, is temporary. It's caused by, you know, a pulled muscle or arthritis or a ligament strain or something like that, a spasm. And it goes away by itself within 4 to 12 weeks, depending upon, you know, how serious it is. And you can reduce the pain while you have it for a while, but you shouldn't do anything drastic or that might potentially be risky or dangerous in order to try and deal with it. You should just take the minimum kind of need. And what they say, there are medications that will help relieve the pain, but also there's hands-on treatments. There's heat, there's massage, there's chiropractors, and these kinds of things have been found to be effective in helping people endure and get over the pain, and then it goes away by itself. But what so many people have been doing is they've been asking for heavy-duty painkillers and opioids, and they've been addicted to drugs, and terrible things can follow from overreacting to something like back pain. But go see a doctor and see if there's something more serious causing it, because in that few percentages of cases, you really do need to, you know, take other treatments involved.
I got you. Well, it's summer, and we live in an environment where it's, you know, there's, you know, high humidity coming our way soon. And with that, there means, you know, there's insects, there's bug bites. Do you have something on that, this issue?
Yes, our pharmacist is talking about great home remedies for bug bites. And some of them, probably people know some of them. I certainly didn't know some of them. There were some good ones and some not so, you know, familiar ones. Mm-hmm. Oatmeal. Of course, people know oatmeal helps relieve pain, right? Itching, I should say. So you grind it up in a blender, you mix it with a little bit of water, and then you put it over your bug bites, and it helps relieve the itches. But have you heard about tea bags? I think I've heard about this years ago.
No.
A cold tea bag, the tannins in regular black tea, can help draw out the poisons and leaves the discomfort. You can take meat tenderizer, you know, the powdered meat tenderizer you get in the store?
Yeah.
Mix it with a little water and put that on, because it's got a papain, which is the ingredient that helps break up the poison in the bite and help relieve the pain. Ammonia. You put a little ammonia because it's alkaline and the bites are usually acidic, and it sort of counteracts that. So there are all kinds of different suggestions here that seem very interesting that people can try if they happen to get bit or stung this summer.
Yeah, and stuff we have readily around our house.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's talk about money. Money is always important. We got our health in check. Let's talk about our wealth.
Sure. One suggestion that we have an article about is getting a certified used car. First of all, I think we all know that most cars lose a tremendous amount of their value the moment you drive off the lot with a new car. You know, it just drops. So cars that are 2 or 3 years old that are coming off of leases tend to have low mileage and to be in pretty good shape. And what these different automotive manufacturers do is their franchise dealers will take back the cars that were on lease and then recertify them. They go put them through a 150-point safety check, and then they reissue the warranty or even increase the warranty. So someone coming in and buying this car gets a car with relatively low mileage. They know it's in good shape, and they know it's got a very good warranty like it would if it was a new car. And that can really bring peace of mind, although it does cost a little more. It costs about $1,000 to $1,500 more on average to buy a car that way than to get a used car just through the paper or through friends or something like that.
Absolutely, but you don't take that depreciation hit.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
One more thing, Stu, before I let you go.
Oh, well, let me bring something up which I didn't tell you about before, which I think is interesting. There's a local historian who's got a website now just for this year. I mean, it's being developed this year, called DC1968Project.com. And what it's trying to do is she's trying to collect memories and information and pictures and documents from the year 1968 in the Washington, D.C. area particularly. And she wants to tell the story of what happened in 1968. It's not just hyper-focus on the riots. She said so many people just focus on that one thing and ignore all the other transformative and positive things that happened before and after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. So she wants to find positive stories and invite people to submit and upload their stories to the website. So you can find out more about that in the paper as well.
Gotcha. For those that may not have the paper and may have some interest in this DC 68 project, do you have the information now to provide?
Well, yes, the website. It's www.dc1968project.com.
Okay.
And you can go to the website and it tells you how to add things to the website.
All right. Well, gotcha. Well, Stu, I have to let you go. But once again, my friend, I thank you so very much. I look forward to getting my hands on the July issue of The Beacon, and I look forward to our conversation next month.
Sounds good. Me too. Thanks a lot, Sean.
All right. Have a blessed day, sir.
You too.
We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to be talking about senior hunger, senior isolation with the president and CEO of Meals on Wheels America, Miss Ellie Hollander. She's coming right up.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Many of us realize we have more yesterdays than tomorrows. Have you given thought to the pre-planning of your life's final celebration? Consider giving Stewart Funeral Home of Washington, D.C. the privilege of guiding you along the path, leading to a meaningful, respectful, caring, and affordable service, because your life should be remembered. Stewart Funeral Home can guide you through the latest funeral and cremation options while providing old-fashioned experience with the level of detail that comes from a hometown provider. Isn't your life's final celebration worth pre-planning? Let Stewart Funeral Home be your guide. Call them today at 202-399-3600. That's 202-399-3600. Stewart Funeral Home, located in Washington, D.C. at 4001 Benning Road Northeast. Call them now at 202-399-3600.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every right-at-home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background-checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Good morning once again. I'm your host, Sean Perry, and this is the Senior Zone. While most Americans have heard of Meals on Wheels, not many understand all that they do, the role that they play, and the vital services that they deliver all across America each and every day. With us on this broadcast is the perfect person, I mean the perfect person, to help us best appreciate how critically important Meals on Wheels are to the health and well-being of just so many people across this country. She is none other than Miss Ellie Hollander. She is president and CEO of Meals on Wheels America. Good morning and welcome, Miss Hollander.
Thank you so much, John. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning.
I have a big smile on my face. May I call you Ellie?
Absolutely.
I have a tremendous smile on my face today, Ellie. It's just a tremendous honor to have you here on the Senior Zone. It means a lot to me. I hope it will mean just as much to our listeners, and that they gain a better understanding of all the work that you do and the impact that you and your organization is having on people all across this country. So if we can, because we have some time now, let's start with just giving us a history of Meals on Wheels, the scope of the community-based programs that that you support and represent.
Well, Meals on Wheels has been around, Sean, for decades, and it's traced way back to Great Britain during World War II in 1939, when the German Blitz destroyed a number of homes there, and people couldn't prepare their own meals. Additionally, there were servicemen that needed food, and so women were providing meals in canteens or baby carriages across these lines and to homeowners who needed nutritious meals. And that's where it started, and then it grew into the United States in Philadelphia in 1954. It's grown from preparing a handful of lunches in church basements to some 5,000 local Meals on Wheels programs that come in all shapes and sizes, covering rural, urban, and suburban areas, and in kitchens that today can produce over 5,000 meals daily.
Wow. How many people, just so our listeners have a better understanding, just how many individuals, homebound or otherwise, does Meals on Wheels, feed, providing nutritious meals each and every day?
Well, 1 million meals are served on a daily basis in the aggregate when you combine all the Meals on Wheels programs. And annually, that covers about 2.4 million seniors, the lion's share of those being in their homes. Mm-hmm. But also, these meals are also delivered in community-based settings where seniors who have more mobility can go to cafes, senior centers, and so forth. So it's a pretty impressive infrastructure that's delivering millions of meals to millions of seniors in need.
Absolutely, absolutely. I go to regularly senior centers around, the D.C. metro area. And when I go there, oftentimes it's during the lunch, hour, particularly every Monday, by the way. I see, Meals on Wheels in operation. I see seniors, benefiting from the work that you do. If you can, tell us, how does one qualify or sign up to receive Meals on Wheels if at home, and how do they do it if they are, getting their meals through some of the congregate programs around the country?
Right. Well, Meals on Wheels, focuses on caring for individuals whose diminished mobility makes it difficult to shop for food, prepare meals, or socialize with others. Although the requirements change from program to program, the easiest thing to do would be to get on our website, mm-hmm. www.mealsonwheelsamerica.org, look under Find a Meal, type in the zip code in the area in which you're interested in getting a meal, or you have a loved one who needs one, and it will connect you to the closest Meals on Wheels program that covers that particular zip code. That's one way to do it. And, you know, then you can discuss with that Meals on Wheels program what the need is and determine if you're eligible and if you qualify. And in many cases, if you're able to pay or underwrite, that kind of eliminates one of the barriers, given that federal funding, and we can talk about that later, is at risk. Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's the best way to do it.
And folks, yeah. I'm at that website now, Ellie, MealsOnWheelsAmerica.org for our tech-savvy seniors. And it's an easy site to navigate and to find a program near you. As she just said, just plug in your zip code. You'll see it right there front and center, Find Meals. Plug in your zip code, and then you're able to get in touch with our local Meals on Wheels programs there. So thank you for that information, Ellie. If you could, how does the program, work, locally? What are some of the typical meals that are provided, daily, and some of the, average costs?
Sure. Well, the beauty of Meals on Wheels is that it's really tailored specifically to the individuals and the communities that it serves. So what may be a typical meal in Texas, for example, is very different than what might be a typical meal in Vermont, okay? But what is consistent is that each meal meets one-third of what's called the Dietary Reference Index. These are dietary guidelines specific to a senior as defined by the USDA and the National Academy of Sciences and Nutrition. So it's generally meets one half of the food intake for a senior in a given day. And the meal, again, it's a well-balanced meal, but specifically to meet the unique nutritional needs of a senior. The average cost ranges really based on location, the cost of transportation and food. So as you can imagine, Sean, some programs may drive 130 miles in one day simply to deliver a meal to five different clients who may be spread out in a rural area. Whereas, like in a city like New York, for example, some deliveries can be made by foot, and therefore the density of where the clients live might impact that, because it could take me half the time to deliver to twice as many clients. Mm-hmm. So that said, though, the nationwide all-in average blended cost of home delivered and congregate meals is about $9.20 to prepare. But what programs may charge someone who can't afford that is really something, whatever that person feels that they can comfortably contribute.
Yeah. You know, what was shocking to me, Ellie, a few years ago, I went to a center, and I live in Montgomery County, Maryland, fairly affluent county, across the country. We're probably one of the top 10, most affluent counties in the country. But I went to a site that's in one of the most affluent areas within this affluent county. And I would say there may have been maybe a couple of hundred folks that were at the center. But during that lunch hour, there were about maybe 75, I'm just guesstimating, here that were, having lunch. And because I know the individual running the program, I said, well, how are these people getting the lunch? Do you prepare all the food? And they said, no, the food is provided by Meals on Wheels. I did not know that at the time. And this was in an affluent area. This is a needed program. And if you think that it's not needed, if you think that it's only for, the lower income or poor areas, that is just not the case, is it?
That's right. That's right, Sean. You just pointed to one of the great myths about, Meals on Wheels, and that it's only just for poor people. Well, it certainly is for people who need assistance financially, but it's also for those in the greatest social need, because some of us, have trouble with mobility. We may have a chronic condition or a physical impairment. We may have a mental impairment that, mm-hmm. that inhibits our ability to either get out of the home or to get from one location to another. And so, it's also a hidden epidemic. So as you pointed out, Montgomery County, what might be considered a wealthy community, it's a hidden epidemic. There are numbers of folks who need a helping hand that live in the most affluent areas, which is one more reason why, it's sort of a behind closed doors issue that I'm delighted that you're shining a light on here today.
Yeah. I ask who's ever providing funding support, whoever you have to go, beg money from, Ellie, that they come with me out in some of these communities and they'll see for themselves firsthand, encounter experience there. Because I just know that you're just doing wonderful work for many people, regardless of their socioeconomic, know, position. And you just highlighted, you know, some of the reasons why, you know, your program is needed. Are there other misconceptions, you know, misunderstandings about Meals on Wheels, Ellie?
Absolutely. A couple of additional ones besides the fact that, you know, it's not just based on economic need is that it's simply a meal delivery service. Well, we've spent a lot of time in the last year trying to remind the public that the companionship or the socialization that comes along with either a Meals on Wheels delivery in the home, you know, a friendly visit, a smile, a conversation with a Meals on Wheels representative or a volunteer, or as you've experienced in a congregate or a community setting where seniors are able to come together to socialize, that is so fundamental because as we age and we have more and more limitations, the social isolation component of that can be as detrimental as hunger itself. And so that's one big myth. Another is that it doesn't need government support. And you alluded to this just a minute ago, which is that federal funding only supports about 35% of the total Meals on Wheels budget pie, if you will. But it's a great public-private partnership because for every dollar that comes from the federal government, Meals on Wheels programs are able to leverage another three in private, local, state contributions from corporations or individuals and so forth. So it's a great example of a good leverage, and with the federal government providing a critical foundation to do that. And the other, a couple more, but one that I think is very important is that Meals on Wheels, you know, isn't effective or it's costly, which some may have heard recently when the OMB budget director introduced the concept of eliminating some programs for Meals on Wheels and others because they sound good, but they're not effective. The fact is that Meals on Wheels enables independence. It enables a senior to live out their lives longer, more safely and healthfully in their own homes, which is where most of us want to be. And that means that we're out of much more costly healthcare settings like hospitals or nursing homes, which cost taxpayers a tremendous amount of money. So for 1 year, we can feed a senior Meals on Wheels for the same cost as that senior being in the hospital for 1 day or a nursing home for 10. So that's why we say it's not costly and it's a great solution to our economic crisis in our country today. It'll reduce healthcare costs and it will improve the health and well-being of our nation's growing seniors and the communities in which they live.
I couldn't have said that any better, Ellie. I mean, just, you know, we talk about, you know, in this longevity space that you and I, you know, are, and we talk about dignity and independence and choices, you know, for our older adults and how that will lead to decreased, you know, depression, which results in better health outcomes, resulting in cost savings. And so what I heard a few months ago, and you're the subject matter expert here, I was disgusted, you know, Ellie, sitting at home and I'm of nominal means and I'm not a rich person, but I'm willing to share what I do have so that those that are vulnerable, those that are frail, those that are just homebound and bed stricken, I'm willing to share what little I do have so that others, you know, may eat. And when I heard that comment, I was floored. I was disgusted, to put it politely. So you have advocates like myself and many others that, you know, are strongly behind your organization and will do, you know, and follow your leadership down the road. So let me get off that bandwagon real quick, because we're with the time that we do have. You do more than just provide meals. You know, I understand when you go into the homes of folks, oftentimes that's their only encounter of someone that day, someone they can speak to for 5 or 10 minutes. You do more. Can you expand on that?
That's right, Sean. We like to say that it's more than just a meal. And because we have the trust to be invited into the homes of the seniors that we serve, you know, we deliver, as I mentioned, this companionship. And really, it's about peace of mind, safety, and reassurance. Because when you know that someone's going to be checking in on you or a loved one, you know, you may live far from your parents, and just knowing that someone's going to be checking in on them on a daily basis provides immense peace of mind and that reassurance. And we hear over and over again that the personal touch, the eyes and ears inside the home are as important as the meal itself. Oftentimes, Meals on Wheels may find a senior who may have fallen in between our visits, or we may notice a change in medical condition, which could be a precursor to a much more significant healthcare event that we can avert. If I notice that, you know, that Sally is not eating her meal, or that, you know, she used to get dressed and come to the door to greet me when I was delivering a meal. But I noticed the last few days, I've had to knock and enter. She hasn't changed her clothing, or she seems to be, slower. That's something that I can take note of and do something about before something more serious happens. The other thing about the more than a meal that we refer to in Meals on Wheels programs is that some of our programs offer, additional services that are so helpful to seniors, like transportation service or grocery delivery service. Some do home repairs. We notice, you know, that there are fall hazards or tripping hazards in the home or outside the home. Some of our programs can actually do those repairs, and many, because companionship and pet care is so important. One third of Meals on Wheels clients actually have a pet. Some of our programs deliver food for that pet and are also pet services to maybe help the pet get to a vet if needed and so forth. So it really is more than just a meal.
Yeah, it's a win-win for all of us. And it definitely takes a village to keep a senior, you know, around, play on that a little bit. I understand that there was, I guess, last year or so, a collaboration between AARP Foundation and Caesars Foundation, resulting in a report that was presented early this year. The report sought to increase the understanding, from what I understand, of a variety of food assistance programs. Are you able to share more about that report and its outcome?
Sure. Well, a couple of things real quick. One is AARP Foundation and AARP have been tremendous partners with Meals on Wheels for years, and we have a wonderful relationship. And Caesars Foundation also has been committed for decades to improving the health and well-being of seniors. So it's a wonderful sort of trifecta relationship. And one of the things that we did recently with Caesars Foundation and AARP foundation funding was to do a review of taking a tablet, trying to look at technology as an enabler, which can be a little daunting for seniors, but have our volunteers come into the homes and help seniors who may be eligible for additional food assistance programs like SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, but most people don't know the full name, right. Which used to be food stamps, to help them enroll, which can be very tricky and daunting for a senior. And when we were doing this and we were trying to find out what were the barriers to enrollment and so forth, we also found that many programs were not aware of the number of food assistance programs available to them. So we did a study, a follow-on study to that, called Hunger in Old Adults, Challenges and Opportunities for the Aging Services Network. And we published that recently to provide a great tool for programs to know that there are a variety of assistance programs available for vulnerable seniors.
Yeah, wonderful. And I haven't read through the report. I just actually got it maybe a few days or so ago. So I'm looking forward to just going through that and learning more and using, you know, some of that technology, or, you know, at least discussing some of that technology with our you know, seniors and how they can provide more data, you know, for you as well. It also, I'm sure, just identified, you know, many opportunities and challenges. You know, I'm sure there were some gaps in services that were identified.
Yeah, well, one of the things that's really concerning and should be concerning to your listeners as well is that the General Accountability Office, GAO, did a report recently where they found that 83% of seniors who have disabilities, as well as 83% of seniors who struggle with hunger, probably need Meals on Wheels and aren't getting it. And so, you know, it's really important that we make sure that that we provide not only accessibility, but also underwrite the cost of these meals so that we can reduce the barriers and that more people can be having access to nutrition and that socialization component than are today, because we have this exploding senior population. Mm-hmm. And what's happening is, because resources aren't keeping pace with need, we're serving 23 million fewer meals today than we were in 2005. And, you know, that's just mind-boggling, given the fact that we know that the senior population is growing exponentially every single day, with, 12,000 people turning 60 on a daily basis and 10,000 turning 65. We have got to ensure that the infrastructure exists to enable seniors like you and me, Sean, when we get to be that age, to make sure that we have the supports to enable us to live at home independently, more healthy and safely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to switch gears because you mentioned 65. 65 is that trigger word for me, means Medicare. We only have a few minutes, Ellie. I've always thought that, I always wondered why vision and hearing as well as food was not part of the Medicare program. What are your thoughts regarding having meals for those that would qualify, meals as part of that red, white, and blue card, Medicare?
I'm all for it. Let me say that, it's sort of a hidden secret. And actually, many healthcare providers don't even know this, but there is a little provision in Medicare Advantage plans that if a insurance plan submits to CMS, the regulatory body for this, a benefit for nutrition for certain conditions in advance, it's like a year and a half in advance, and it's approved, they can actually offer in Medicare Advantage plans that have this permission 2 weeks for a certain condition of nutrition benefit, like as a, preventative, and or if you are being discharged from a hospital, up to 30 days for certain conditions of a nutrition benefit.
Yeah.
But what we feel like is needed is, because food is medicine, and we know for a fact that nutrition helps improve health, physical and mental health, and reduces hospitalizations and premature nursing home placement, it's just a brilliant idea to enable a doctor or a discharge planner just to write a prescription for nutrition, mm-hmm. just as a covered expense. It should be, to me, just sort of pro forma. And it's not, and we need to work on that.
It seems like a no-brainer to me from where I sit here, and I'm glad to hear you say that from where you sit at the top of the food chain, if I may use those words. We are here in the nation's capital. Capitol Hill is just down the street, so many of my listeners can just hop on a bus or a train or just get in their car. Some can even walk to our representatives' offices. With that being said, what can we do as a radio program and as a listening audience? What can we do to rally support, to call on our folks to better fund, expand on funding for programs such as yours? What can we do?
Well, thank you for that offer and question. First of all, we need all the help we can get on behalf of our nation's most vulnerable seniors, not only in Maryland, but across the country. And believe it or not, retirees make up the core of our volunteer base, since most of our deliveries, meal deliveries do take place midday during the week. And what we'd like to suggest is there are three ways you can help. One is you can advocate. You can get on our website, which you already have, www.mealsonwheelsamerica.org, and follow through. As you noticed, it's an easy site to navigate. You can contact your elected officials and tell them to protect Meals on Wheels funding, boost funding, because it's going to save Medicare and Medicaid dollars. It's borne largely by taxpayers. If you're not an advocate, but you like to donate, you can donate online. And third, you can volunteer. And volunteering is an amazing way to achieve an instant gratification that exceeds any experience I've ever had. Because when you knock on the door of a senior who's awaiting a Meals on Wheels delivery, and you see their eyes light up, it's like a drug, Sean. Once you do it, you're hooked for life. And you can volunteer through Meals on Wheels America in your local program area. Just follow America Let's Do Lunch, which is our ad council campaign listed on the front page of our website. Hit in the zip code in the area where you live or work. It's also a great way to do team building with your colleagues. And you can sign right up to volunteer in your community, which I think it means more to the person volunteering than it actually does to the senior on the other side of that door.
You're absolutely right. I'm laughing, Ellie, because I have that same experience. I do work with and volunteer with the Capital Area Food Bank here. And once you do it one time, it's an immediate addiction. You are hooked, and you can't wait to come back, that following, weekend or following a month to contribute your time. It is addicting. So I encourage all out there, if you haven't done it, volunteer one time, and I assure you, you'll be back there. Before I let you go, Ellie, lastly, I know you touched on it. to some degree, but what are some of your, you know, as we grow older, as this demographic, as you mentioned earlier, matures, you know, what are some of the challenges ahead in the years ahead that you see? How can, you know, your organization play an increased role, a more vital role?
Well, the bottom line to me, Sean, is that we're simply not prepared as a nation for our exploding senior population. And as such, we're not having conversations we need to have today, and we're not investing in the long-term interventions that we need to accommodate this growing senior population. We're all living longer, and we all want to live out our lives, you know, in the setting of our choosing. But the infrastructure does exist today through Meals on Wheels across the nation, and all we need to do is to direct a little more funding to a solution that works, that saves lives and saves money. And by doing so, we all benefit. It's a win-win-win.
Well, Ellie, you know, I want to thank you so very much. Folks, we've been speaking with the president and CEO of Meals on Wheels America. She operates an organization that exists in virtually every community across this country and enabling, you know, folks with diminishing mobility to have a nutritious meal from a trusted person in their home. Ellie, I can't begin to thank you and your organization for all that you do on behalf of the frail, the elderly, and the sick and homebound. So thank you again. You're welcome back to this show anytime. Just pick up the phone.
Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so very much. Folks, when we return, it is birthdays of the week as well as news and announcements. We'll be right back.
Amazing grace, hear my song. My symphony, my melody, amazing grace, oh, brings me joy every day. God has grace when I'm right, then he has grace when I'm wrong, grace when I'm weak, grace when I'm weak, then he has grace when I'm strong, grace when I rise, grace when I rise, oh, grace when I fall. Grace is my praise. Grace is my praise. Grace is my song. Grace is my song. Amazing grace in my song. My symphony is my melody. Amazing grace was always there in my time of need. God has grace when I'm right, then he has grace when I'm wrong. Grace when I'm weak, then he has grace when I'm strong, grace when I rise, grace when I rise, grace when I fall, grace is my praise, grace is my praise, grace is my song, grace is my song. Grace is my praise. Grace is my praise. Grace is my song. Grace is my song. Grace is my praise. Grace is my praise. Grace is my song. Grace is my song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Many more. Yes, indeedy. It is that time of this show, my show, where I get a chance to acknowledge, to celebrate, to recognize, to honor those that are enjoying yet another year. And first up is my dear friend, my old buddy, Mr. Dave Reynolds. He turns 56 this Wednesday, July 5th from Accokeek, Maryland. So happy birthday, Dave Reynolds. Miss Betty, that's with a V, Betty Hines is 69 on Thursday, July 6th from Bowie, Maryland. Happy birthday to you, Miss Hines. Next up, we have Mr. Roland Jones is 56 on Thursday, July 6th from Lanham, Maryland. Thank you, Mr. Jones. He's also my Facebook friend there. One of my military friends here, she did not give me her age, but I know she's 50-ish. Miss Ava Stanley is 50-ish, Friday, July 7th from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. So thank you and Ava for all the years that I've known you and for being, you know, a supporter of the Senior Zone. Miss Wendy Sims is 72 on Friday, July 7th from Silver Spring, Maryland. She told me to say the White Oak area, not far from here. Miss Cassandra Cassie Lowell is 76 on Saturday, July 8th from Wilmington, Delaware. Thank you for listening and supporting the Senior Zone, Miss Lowell. Miss Pearl Hamilton is 91. God bless her. Saturday, July 8th from Rockville, Maryland. Mr. Tommy Patton, 75 on Sunday, July 9th from Northwest DC. A couple more here. We have Miss Marsha Adams is 77 on Sunday, July 9th from Fort Washington, Maryland. And right here in Radio One, Miss Agnes Lewis Smith. She turns, I believe, 52 on Sunday, July 9th. She's director of First Impressions here at Radio One. To have your birthday mentioned here on the Senior Zone is real easy. You can email us at info@theseniorzone.com. That's info@theseniorzone.com. In news and announcements, join us, the Senior Zone, for our after July 4th event next Tuesday, July 11th from 11 to 3 p.m. down at the Chesapeake Beach Spa and Resort. Folks, I promise you live entertainment. I promise you good food. I promise you some good dancing, hand dancing, line dancing, and much, much more. Invite your friends, call your family members, share this with your coworkers. Tell everybody that you know to meet us down at the Chesapeake Beach Resort and Spa at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, July 11th. It's a surefire good time. It's open to the public. For tickets and info, call, get your pen ready, 202-351-7053. That's 202-351-7053. 2 weeks from now, Monday, July 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the White Oak Senior Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. It's the Senior Zone's Senior Spa Day. Come out for a day of pampering to include free haircuts, free manicures, and a free makeover. This event is sponsored by my dear friend or our dear friends over at AARP Maryland. There will be health screenings provided to include blood pressure, glucose, cholesterol, and much, much more. This is a first come, first serve event. It is absolutely free. Participants must be 60 years of age and older. For more information, call 240-777-6940. That's 240-777-6940. If you are looking to avoid or delay a nursing home admission, adult daycare programs, they are a great alternative for individuals and families looking to avoid a nursing home admission. So if you're looking for a place to send your loved one during the day or a way to keep them from being sent to a nursing home prematurely, contact your local office on aging if you're in D.C. or the Area Agency on Aging if you live in Maryland or Virginia to get that referral for the break and solution that you need. Hey, the D.C. Office on Aging, one of their newest programs is called Safe at Home. This program promotes aging in place for older adults and persons living with a disability by offering up to, get this, $10,000. That's $10,000 for in-home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To get more information or to begin the application process, call Safe at Home at 202-638-0050. That's 202-638-0050. I think I have room for a couple of more. Free DC computer classes. Free DC computer. I'm bringing all stuff free to you, folks. The DC Public Libraries, they're offering an ongoing free hands-on computer training for adults. Classes range from beginner to intermediate. Build your confidence when using a computer at home, at the library, or even when looking for a job. No registration is required, and admission is on a first-come, first-served basis. For more information or their class schedule, contact Desire Grogan. That's Desire Grogan at 202-727-1471. 202-727-1471. Last one, Benefits Checkup. BenefitsCheckup.org. That's a website, BenefitsCheckup.org. They screen for more than 2,000 public and private benefit programs that include help with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, medical costs, tax relief, in-home services, veterans benefits, and so, so much more. These screenings, they are confidential. Just go to BenefitsCheckup.org to find out which benefits that you may be eligible to receive. Lastly, to have your event or announcement mentioned here on the Senior Zone, or to share your thoughts about today's show or recommendations for future broadcasts, call the Senior Zone at 800-217-1984. That's 800-217-1984. Or again, you can email us at info@thesenierzone.com. info@thesenierzone.com. Be sure to join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone for another informative show. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Until then, don't change the dial. The Discover Your Why radio show with Dr. Eve Taylor. She is coming up next. Until next time, have an intentionally blessed week. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God. Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.